everybody. You're listening to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, and sitting to my right and her right is...
Esmeralda. It's my left.
Yeah, your left.
No, it is my right.
It is your right.
Never
Esmeralda
mind.
Leon. We're doing one of those weekly things. We did not do one last week for not a holiday reason. What is the reason, Esmeralda?
I was sick.
You were sick. You kind of still are sick.
Yeah, I am, but not as much as I was.
What did you have? What was the
illness? I don't know. I had a cold. It was just a bad cold.
Which led to...
What? Oh, my pink eye?
Yes, you have you got a disease that 18-year-old males get.
No, children get it.
Children.
Little kids.
I don't know if that's better or worse.
I think it's...
Slightly better.
Well, yeah.
How did you get pink eye? I mean, getting
a cold,
I'm assuming, it's cold outside, so how did you get pink eye?
I'm assuming because I touched my eyes with my dirty hands.
Do you do that often?
My dirty snot hands.
Do you usually have dirty snot hands?
Well, not when I... No, well... I don't know. I think because I was at home.
Is this the first time you've gotten pink eye?
Yes, it is.
Okay. That sounds extreme. Do you have insurance still?
You know what? I do. I just got the papers for it
uh-huh.
to sign up for the unemployed Cobra insurance, but I don't have... At the time when I went to the doctor, I technically didn't.
So are you going to be like screwed or are you going to be okay?
No, I just have to turn in the papers.
Okay. Also,
hopefully they'll give me my money.
So that's one reason why Merle sounds a little under the weather. The second is we're drinking tea because the room we record this in isn't really well heated.
It's not that bad.
You have shoes on, correct?
Yes.
That's a huge difference.
Well,
I have shoes on now. I know, but right. I'm just saying, like, compared to the other room, this is about 15 degrees cooler.
You can wear slippers.
That is true. My girlfriend doesn't like when I wear slippers.
Why not?
She says I walk like an old man.
All right.
I know.
Maybe you just need to get... better fitting slippers.
Well, I have the kind of slippers where the back isn't like attached.
Yeah, you need good fitting slippers.
Then I'll wear shoes.
Or just wear really thick socks.
That is true as well.
With the rubber bottoms.
Those are the hospital socks.
Isotoners.
I don't like isotoners.
All right. Geez.
So we're both going in further closer to the mic drinking tea.
Yes.
Because
I feel
old.
Like we're at NPR. I feel like they drink tea there and coffees and big mugs, and they sit there and, oh, yes. How was your weekend?
They're just in a giant bookstore in a comfy chair.
Yeah, that'd actually be nice.
Yeah, it would be nice. Well, we're never going to do that. Okay. Oh. So how was pink eye?
It was... Actually, you know what? It was very low-level pink eye, because I think I had, like, a day with crusty eyes.
Ugh.
I didn't... It's not like I woke up and my eye was, like, swollen shut. It would... It started very... Like, I rubbed my eye, and then a little later on, I'm like, why is my eye all, like, gross and mucousy? And then I realized, oh, I think I have pink eye. It wasn't like I woke up and my eyes like, oh, God, I can't open my eyes.
So what day did you realize? Okay, this was like day three of your illness?
No.
Okay, so let's do the timeline. You went to Joliet, where you're from,
yes.
On December 24th,
yes,
Christmas
for Christmas.
Eve. And then you're there Christmas Eve, you're there Christmas Day. When did you start feeling ill?
I was already ill.
You were ill on Christmas Eve?
I was ill Wednesday.
So before you left for Joliet, you were ill.
Yes, but I wasn't as ill.
Okay. So you get to Joliet, you realize you're not recovering. You're saying,
yeah,
I'll
I'm
stay.
Getting worse.
Do you like being in Joliet?
No.
So this was a fun... You were there for 10 days total.
Mm-hmm.
Was it fun? Was it productive? Was it painful?
No. Well, you know what? You're sick.
I understand
when you're
that.
Sick, you're sleeping and you're just kind of loafing around.
Uh-huh.
So I really didn't notice anything. I noticed on Friday night... This last Friday night, I was so bored because I felt better.
Okay.
I felt better. I was leaving the next day. I just felt horribly bored.
This is on New Year's Day.
Yes.
So New Year's Eve, you felt ill as well.
I was still feeling a little
See, it's been New Year's Eve with pink eye in bed.
Yeah.
And you have a boyfriend.
Yeah.
And he was not with you.
No.
I saw him that night.
Yeah.
He was pretty drunk.
Yeah, that's what he told me.
By the way, this is not about him, like, this podcast, but he's a great drunk. He's one of my favorite drunks.
He's a very happy drunk.
He is so happy, and he's inquisitive, and he wants to know about your life. Like, he seems like a fake friend that you'd pay to have him be your friend if you're alone. Isn't that a good thing? I think it's a great thing.
Yeah, it's better than being an angry drunk.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Or a sad drunk.
You don't have to worry about him, like, philandering. You had to worry about him asking questions that people, and, like, they'll talk.
Yeah.
So you had to worry you might lose his voice or something.
What I think was funny is the next day my mom was... I was telling her, oh, yeah, he called me at 1:30. I was sleeping.
Mm-hmm. Aw, did he call you at midnight, too?
No, he texted me or something,
okay.
And I just texted him. I'm like, I'm sleeping. Leave me alone. But, no,
so pretty much the year started out like most of your weekends end.
Yeah.
Except
I was sleeping.
Or other way around. You're usually the one that wants to...
Go out,
have
yeah.
a good time... with the folks.
Yeah, it was midnight, and I was like, I want to go to bed.
That's nice. So you're back in Chicago. Are you glad you're back?
Yeah.
You went to a party last night?
I did.
What did you do?
I drank.
What did you drink?
Beer.
What else did you do with one of those beers?
Oh, I shotgunned
you
it.
You shotgunned what? Beer with pink eye coming from Joliet.
I don't have the pink eye anymore, I don't think.
But you do have something else in your eye that's actually worse to look at.
I guess, but it's in the corner, so it's hidden.
Yeah, I didn't know it was there until you pointed it out, but what is it?
It's a busted blood vessel. It's not as bad as you make it sound.
Because it's awful.
You make it sound like I'm the Elephant Man.
Have you seen that movie?
I have a big tumor on my... Yes, and it made me cry.
It's a great movie. It's David Lynch's. You know, it
made me cry.
Yeah, it's a good film. We should talk about it. See, I don't know if I should keep talking so you could drink coffee, or I should keep the conversation going.
Well, maybe I'll try to see if I can drink when you talk.
I don't know, but...
Take small sips, so then, if you stop talking, it's not going to be weird.
That's true.
Because it is hot liquid. I can't swallow it too fast.
That's good. You can't shotgun it. Shotgun tea. No, that would be an NPR drinking game, like shotgunning tea. Hot toddies! Everybody have a hot toddy! Now you talk, because I'm going to have a sip from my mug.
All right, I see. But no, my pink eye wasn't that bad. It really wasn't, and I'm taking antibiotic drops now.
So how long are you
going to... So I'm good.
You're not contagious.
Till Wednesday.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
No, I think it's really gone.
That's good.
It's not... I think it's gone now.
Let's talk a little bit more about you and your holiday season. You learned a little bit about your family.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about that.
Woo.
It's good times. It's bonding.
Yeah, good times.
Come on, let's get it out.
Some of my family in Mexico are no goodniks, as I've...
Well, that's not clear, is it?
No, it's clear.
Oh, okay.
They've been arrested shot.
Shot or shot
like
at.
Right now one of my cousins is in the hospital in Mexico.
He was shot. When was he shot?
Okay.
There's a calendar like right in front of you if that matters.
See here.
I figure that would help you.
I'm going to say Monday. I think Monday.
So earlier this week.
Yes.
So 6 days ago he was shot. Is he okay?
Well, we haven't gotten any calls. I haven't gotten a call.
But that might be because the last time you were there was one phone.
No, but they're in a hospital now.
Okay, they're in a hospital now.
I'm sure they have phones in the hospital.
Okay. Do you find it weird that you don't talk to this cousin or whatever, you haven't seen him in 10 years, and the only news you hear from him is, oh, he's been shot.
Yeah. It's horrible because, you know, you'd hope for better news.
You would hope for better news.
But no, it's that they got shot.
Yeah. So do you think that they say, like, oh, she was on a morning show, and then she got fired, or...
I don't think they know anything about it.
Do they, like, she's a woman, and sooner or later will shoot out a baby? Like, what's the relationship like?
I don't think they know nothing about me.
Do you like it?
I haven't seen them since I was little, so.
Do you prefer it that way?
Not really.
Well, did you enjoy the holidays, is what I'm really asking.
Yeah.
Think about it. Did you enjoy spending time with your mother and her father and your brother?
Yeah, I guess. Although my mom said that I wouldn't have, if I wasn't sick, I wouldn't have been there that long.
Well, which, is that true?
It's true.
Okay.
I was there because of, you know. There's food, and they...
I know, but you like your family.
Clean clothes and things.
Then why don't you visit them more?
Because it's boring there.
Why is it boring there?
Because there's nothing to do. They're honestly, all I do is watch TV.
What about when they come here? Do you like it when they come here?
Yeah. We go have dinner, and then they leave.
So you like your relationship with your parents?
Yeah.
That's very nice.
I like the temporary. When it starts to drag on, there's just nothing to do.
Do you like going there for the holidays at all?
Yeah. It's not bad.
Okay.
I'd rather do that because there's something to do there. You know, there's Christmas or there's a New Year's.
You like an event.
Yes. Because when you go for no reason, you're just kind of sitting around and doing nothing.
Well, okay, yeah, I understand. How was the food? We should talk about the food because
we're
Midwestern.
Oh, it was good.
There you go. No one got shot at your house.
No.
That's
no one's
very
been
good.
Shot at my house, thank God.
Though I don't have a fair...
How was your Christmas, by the way? It's all about me today, apparently.
Well, it is all about
my
you.
My pink eye.
You've been gone for a while. I've been here. I've been thinking my thoughts. With my coffee
and tea. What do you think? I don't do that when I'm
in
sick?
In my book room with NPR on. Just sipping coffee.
I've been
pledge drives.
I've been spitting into garbage cans.
Wait, don't... do tell me. How about that? Wait, do tell me. That's a show.
We should have a whole podcast of us just sipping.
You just driveway hear the, moment!
You just hear those noises. Like,
we're going to have a driveway moment. I'm like a foot away from the mic. I'm usually not this far. I'm trying not to peek so I can scream things like, driveway moment! With some fresh air. Well, we listen to Car Talk.
They have Car
all
Talk?
All things considered. Trying to think of all the... That was it. All Woo. Things considered. Yeah. No, there's all, those are all shows on NPR, National Public Radio.
They have a car talk?
They have a car talk
that
thing.
I think
it's on once a week. Apparently, it's really good if you have a car. You call in with your problem, and these two mechanics talk about it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's not even, hey, I have a muscle car.
Like, suck my dick.
Awesome.
It's so big.
Yeah.
Faggot. Like, yeah, that's all it is. It's just people calling NPR. I got a 67 Chevy. With naked chicks in the back. Faggot. Every call-in's with faggot.
But then it goes, but it won't run. What do I do?
Sad. And then the guy's going, box! See, this is why I've been asking you questions the entire time.
Oh, my God.
I know. This is, whatever.
This is what happens when I leave.
Yeah, I lose my mind. Because I had a week of notes. Just, like, the only... Aww. I'm bringing... No, this is good. I missed you. I'm glad you're relatively Aww. Well.
Thank you.
I wish you didn't have a broken blood vessel. You look like a monster right now.
Thanks.
You actually don't.
I'm the Elephant Man.
You look
I'm
really.
You.
You cannot. If you didn't tell me, you could tell by the voice only. But you look fine. You don't look like you're going to die.
Good.
You might though.
Probably.
We all will. We all will die.
We all slowly die inside.
That is true. We are currently dying, and with tea.
This will make us live a little bit longer.
Maybe.
Especially
let's go smoke
I'm
cigarettes.
Green tea.
Oh no! I just have English black tea.
I think it still's got something good in it.
Do you sleep in the same bedroom that you slept in when you were a teenager? When you visit your parents?
As a teenager, yes, but I moved rooms.
Okay.
Because my brother...
So, like, all your stuff is there, though, right?
No, they changed the room. I used to have posters and just things everywhere, and they took them down and painted the walls this kind of light gray blue.
Do you have a yearbook like in the room or anything like
yeah.
that? Did you look through it at all?
No, not this time.
So this is how we're different. My Christmas day, I was at my mom's house for 36 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And it started with me going into it saying I'm going to watch as many movies as possible. If I keep watching movies, I could detach myself from the present situation. So I watched 6 movies in 36 hours.
All right.
It's a pretty good amount of movies. It wasn't enough. Because it ended with her telling me, you'll never have to speak to me again. That was the last thing. And I said, okay, fuck it. And then I got in the blue line. Which is actually pretty scary at 11 p.m. on Christmas night. I was surprised, because I've taken the blue line late at night a lot. But no. Apparently, everyone else with a family is in a house.
Who was there?
Just, like, people giving me...
Who was all there?
Not a lot.
Who was
not
all there
lot,
on the blue line?
Not a lot of people.
Who's they, hanging out?
I should have just... Why are y'all here?
It's a like party. NPR.
Anyways, I go through and look through yearbooks and go down memory lane and regret.
I did kind of.
Okay.
I brought some things back.
What did you bring? Hoarder?
I brought back, yeah. No, actually, you know what? Funny you say that about the hoarding. There was a commercial for that, A&E Hoarders, and my dad pointed it out. You're that. He's like, thanks. Thank
that's
you.
That's nice.
That's going to happen to you.
So what did you
I brought back... those elementary school pictures.
Nice. Yeah. It's like a half inch by half inch photo of everybody in the class.
Yes.
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 Those are delightful.
Those are. And actually, a lot of them.
Did you look those people up?
No, but a lot of the people I still know them because how it worked in my school is most people.
Stay in
you
town?
Knew them. Yeah, you knew them okay. until high school.
So are they mostly there?
Yeah.
Does that make you feel good or bad?
Mm.
Or indifferent?
Can you hear that, by the way?
You could hear it, but it wasn't, like,
it's not horrible.
It did not peak. You're fine.
Too bad there's no cough button. Anyway. It makes me feel good that I'm not in the same situation.
Do a lot of them have kids?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
This is where I come in here. This is my note I have. I have thank yous to girls that never kissed me. And I show Merle that, and Kelsey's there, and they go... Why, like, and they're like, why did you, and she's like, is this girl's like ever, like, you've never kissed Selma Hayek, or girl's like, you could have. I was like, oh, I could have, and Kelsey's like, you thought you could have kissed every girl, blah, blah, blah. No, that's not it at all, and
yeah,
I said...
She said, because you had said that you almost dated them.
I almost dated a lot of them.
She said that you almost dated every girl.
Yeah, which is total bullshit. Which is total bullshit, because that makes me seem like either I'm a liar, a Lothario, or a mixture of the two. And I am neither of those two things. And she goes, well, how would you have kissed him? I go, well, if I had drank in high school, I would have kissed all of them. She goes, that sounds a little rapey. And
it
I
does.
Go, every other male, if they were drinking, would have kissed them. And I don't think it's a rapey thing. It's a situation, I did not drink, therefore I did not do the X, Y, and Z. Now you're just looking at me like I'm crazy.
That just doesn't work because you drink now.
Oh, now, yeah, totally. It's great. I love it.
So is it...
Every single... No.
Is it because of how you were in high school?
Yeah. Because all three... There had been at least one occasion with all three of these girls in my mind where they were drinking and I was not. And I could have, like, you know, gone along with their...
Okay, I see what you mean.
...train of thoughts, and I was like, no, we should all... No.
So what do you think would have happened if you had kissed them?
If I had kissed them, bad things would have happened? This is not necessarily bad things, but I wouldn't be where I'm at now, for better or worse.
Huh.
I wouldn't be with Kelsey. I would probably... Knowing these track records... All three of these girls are married, by the way. That's why, see my point? And one of, I know at least one of them has a kid. I'm pretty sure the other one's pregnant.
Now, the people that they married are the people that you know?
No. No, but they're all people from, like, that town.
Okay.
Like, I know one's married.
So you could have been one of those.
Exactly. And, like, that's...
Really? You think so?
That's why I wanted to thank them. Yes. I mean, maybe I would have, maybe I wouldn't have, but let's not risk it. If I'm going to the time machine, I'm not doing those things.
Now, is there any girls that you have kissed and are married now and have children? Or one or the other?
One is married. No. I don't know. I don't really know.
Because I wonder what's the difference.
That is true. That is... none of them... I'm trying to think. None of them are married in the same town, if that makes a difference. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, they didn't just stay...
You wouldn't have been there. Stuck.
Exactly. And Kelsey should be fucking agreeing with me, because we're together, and it's good, but no, she's got to make fun of me for not kissing chicks when I was 14.
Well,
by the way, when I was 14, and I did not say things like kissing chicks. I was super PC, like, don't make gay jokes, don't make racist jokes, don't make homophobic, PC, whatever.
You were quite a 14-year-old. Usually 14-year-olds are throwing those out left and right.
Yeah, I know. I never used the word gay at all.
Wow.
No, never. And then I was a women's studies major, and it ruined it all. So I'm speaking from a woman's point of view. Do you ever think about that stupid... Because I know this is, retarded. This is insane. I wouldn't... That's not healthy, but almost every time I go home, I look through all this stuff, I'm like, oh my God, all these people are dying, and they have kids, and they're like 26, 27. And then to me, that's like depressing. And to them on their Facebook account, it's the greatest thing in the world.
Yeah, it is. Like, it's very depressing.
It doesn't connect to me.
Yeah, I don't see them as equals whatsoever.
Any of your crushes, ex-boyfriends, whatever, what are they doing?
Actually, funny enough, my last two boyfriends, both married.
Does that freak you out?
Two of the girls that they dated after me.
They both were ready to marry you then, pretty much.
One of them actually did tell me that he was going to propose on a vacation, and I told him that I would have said no, because no thanks.
I knew you at the time, or I kind of knew you were like 18 or 19 at the time, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
I was like, no, that's no.
Does that weird you out? Are you happy for them?
I'm happy for him. That's great.
But
he's a very... I feel bad saying this, but it's...
You think
it
might come back to him or something?
No.
Then don't say the names. We're not going to talk about
him. No, I just think he's very clingy.
So he's needy?
Yes.
Okay.
And he's like the lost puppy.
Yeah.
The second someone pays attention to him, he just latches on completely, and he's fallen in love. And hey, maybe whoever he's married to, yes, it's true love and whatever, but I feel
Do they have a kid?
No.
Do you think they should? No, that's getting too personal.
I don't care.
We shouldn't judge. Okay.
They can have kids all they want. All I'm going to say is, regardless if it gets back to him, whatever, he took a step down.
Really?
I think so.
Well, here's the thing. When I'm feeling good about myself, I am so glad that I didn't date any of these girls, and I'm really, really happy that they're married. And I was like, it's great. Like, this is how it should work out. But when I'm really depressed and I feel like shit, I was like, what the fuck is wrong with me that you married a cop? And, like, you know what I mean? And, like, you didn't go to college. Like, what the fuck? Like, why would I ever want you? I feel like an idiot for thinking that, which is totally classist and... absurd. Oh, God, I don't know.
Do you think if maybe you'd been with them, they would have gone... Maybe you would have steered them towards a better path.
I think if... No, I'm way too impressionable.
Really?
I'm sure that these girls are not looking through stuff like that and being like,
no,
ha-ha.
No, but I mean... But I wonder, because you seem to think that if you were with them and you'd kiss them
when
or whatever...
When I was 14,
You would have gone their way rather than them...
Yeah, when I was 14.
Going with you and, like, maybe going to school and doing this and doing that.
No.
You seem to think they're going to tie you down and get knocked up.
No, I would have willingly tied them down to me. And I'd be, like, a fucking EMT or something. Which is not... There's nothing wrong with being, like, something like that, but... That's not what I want to do.
That's not your life path.
No, it's not my life path. And I know an EMT, and he's a great guy. And good for him. And he's also a firefighter. And, like, great.
But no, that's not for you.
No.
That's not for you.
Like, I do not want to be a registered nurse. And nursing is a very noble profession.
But you just can't do it.
No, it's just not for me.
Okay.
And that's what I'd be doing right now.
That's odd.
Like, what would you be doing? Would you have ever tried to go to radio if you married this guy?
I think so. No, I'm very...
Or would you have gotten divorced, like, so you could go into radio?
I'd be like, screw you.
Yeah.
No, because I'm actually the two of them, the two last boyfriends, mm-hmm. they were very... I steered them.
So you had bigger dreams than they did?
Yeah. They okay. both were just...
They were just there.
There.
Yeah.
And I was the one.
And that's how I feel about these girls, and I am so grateful that we never kissed. And it's wonderful. And she made fun of me.
Oh.
She being Kelsey. She's very
well,
mean.
You keep it in you. Keep oh, it yeah. in your heart.
I wanted to let it out. I thought it was a compliment. And apparently it was not.
Well,
this actually segues next.
To Kelsey.
This actually segues quite well into the next story. The only reason why I thought of this at all was because of things like Facebook, MySpace, etc., mm-hmm. Twitter. The virtual suicide. You sent me this story.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting. Could you talk about it for a little
bit? It's just a website that someone decided to set up mm-hmm. where you can virtually commit suicide, which is just cut off everything online. Facebook, Twitters, MySpaces, just anything where anyone can get in touch with you online. You are completely gone.
Have you thought about doing this?
No.
Why not?
I don't see it as a problem.
So you like it?
Yeah.
But are you...
I'm not obsessed with it.
Do you use Twitter?
Very rarely.
Facebook?
I use Facebook.
MySpace?
But it's very... I don't use MySpace anymore. It's
but you still
there,
have your account.
I do,
why
but
not
I...
Why not delete it?
I don't even know. Well, you know why? Because there's a lot of people on there that aren't on Facebook, and I would like to keep them in a sense that I will be able to track them down
this
somehow.
Isn't necessarily a judgment on those people, but do you want to talk to any of those people?
Kind of. Some people you just lose track, and you don't
okay.
talk to them all the time, but it's nice to be like, oh, hello.
Okay.
Remember this and that, and...
Would you ever consider doing something like this, the virtual
no.
suicides thing? Why?
No.
Why do you hold on
I
to
don't
it so
like
much?
I like it. Being in touch with people this way, it's, I'm very, I don't, I'm outgoing and then I'm not.
Do you think even 20 years ago you'd have pen pals or something?
Yeah, I would love to have a pen pal now.
Why don't you?
Where do you find them?
MySpace and Facebook and Twitter. And LinkedIn. Do you use LinkedIn?
No.
Do you know anyone that does?
Yeah, I think John does.
Do they, so
I
like
don't think
more
it's
biz-
ever happened.
More
like
business
nothing's
people?
Ever. Type? Yeah, it's professional.
Maybe we should do that. We don't
even... It's so useless, I think.
We're on...
At least for my purposes, I have no use for it.
No offense, but...
What am I
going
to find?
Isn't the whole point to network? I don't know. That's the point of networking.
Yeah, but I don't know. I can't really network.
Let's...
I don't
well,
know.
We should start networking.
I guess.
That's what it's all about, networking. Cousins getting shot, chicks we didn't kiss,
speaking
and networking.
Of, speaking of networking, I didn't bring this up earlier, but...
Segway, nice.
Did you see the article of the WGN lady who... she broke her ex-boyfriend's window.
No.
You didn't see
no.
that? Oh, okay, I should have brought it
paper?
Up before. Yes.
No. Tell me. Go ahead.
This woman, she worked for WGN. I believe she works in the radio. She works for WGN.
Okay.
They say
radio
she's an
TV.
Employee.
Oh, okay. She's
she
an anchor.
She has done radio stuff.
Okay, so she's... Okay.
Which I actually found odd that they... This is like a big thing. WGN employee. She was arrested for... breaking an ex-boyfriend's window, trying to get in, and like she, I think she was trying to resist arrest when the cops got there too.
Nice.
She said, everyone was saying she was drunk, but she said she was angry because her ex-boyfriend invited her to a New Year's Eve party. He was in bed with whoever, and she got all angry about it, and they kicked her out, and they kicked her out without her stuff and her wallet and everything. So. They wouldn't let her back in, so the only way she could get back in was breaking his window.
Okay, there's a lot of holes in this story. So she was in a three-way?
No, they were apparently at the party or something. He was in bed.
So there's a party. Let's say there's
lady.
20 people. Let's say it's a hotel, just so everyone has a basic set of right.
Okay.
So there's a separate bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
So he was in the separate bedroom with this woman at the party, and she was just.
I guess she happened to.
She happened to be in like the kitchen.
She saw it or something, or someone said something.
Why? And she didn't get her what? Her like.
She got all pissy about it, which I don't know why, because it's an ex.
Oh, this was the ex-boyfriend?
Yes, ex-boyfriend. So
okay.
It's not even, it doesn't even make sense.
See, this is one of those girls I would have kissed at 14.
The crazies.
The crazies.
But I just love that they chose to talk about. She's just a lady.
Yeah,
but she works for WGN.
That's sad.
That's the. It just so happens she works for WGN.
That was kind of a sad
John
story.
Told me that there's a job opportunity.
That's nice. Is he kind of like reading the obituaries as well for you? Jesus, you sound awful. I'm sorry. Why?
No, it's not that bad. It really isn't.
God damn.
It's just that when I start laughing,
yeah.
The cough comes up, so it sounds even worse.
Because
I'm trying to laugh and cough at the same time.
We have some more notes, but I don't think we should do them. We have Local 101, because I do the podcast for the music podcast. Local 101 mm-hmm. It was a radio show at Q101. It's
very respected, isn't it?
Local 101?
Yeah.
It was like 10, 15 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, it was great. Like, they used to play new ministry tracks and, like, new material issue stuff, and you could hear anything on that show. Mm. And now it's 9, I hear, they post their track lists before they go on air. It's 9 of the worst songs I've ever heard.
Mm.
And I do notes for the podcast, the Chicago Music Podcast, and next to all the bands, I write like, oh, I should get it when I need a soft sound, a loud sound, whatever.
Yes.
All of them say like, no, kill them all, no, die, no, slit throats, no, tear skulls apart, like, just...
Now, what was it all kind of the same genre?
It was about two different genres, but it was all under the rock umbrella.
Okay.
And one was like your typical pop punk stuff, and one of them was a little bit more your Coheed and Cambria stuff.
Okay.
And one of them, well, I guess there's three, and one of... Actually, no, that's about it. You could kind of draw the lines from
we
those
breed
two.
A lot of that. Did you notice that?
No.
I've noticed we breed a lot of pop punk.
We do, but it's not really that we breed it. We breed everything equally. It's just that that has the form like Local 101.
I see.
That's not fair at all. I mean, that's like saying...
Well, that's all I remember when I was
exactly,
younger.
Exactly, because...
Going to VFWs.
And that's because that's what VFWs are, and I used to consider it date rape rock. Because it's a bunch of people like roughly our age, like mid to late 20s, playing music for 14 to 17-year-olds.
Yeah.
17-year-olds, if you're lucky. And that's date rape rock. But now I consider it like Poison and Motley Crue, except Poison and Motley Crue had enough like balls to say, like, we are just here to have fun. Where these guys are saying, this is art.
Yeah, they're serious.
And I fucking want to tear skulls apart. And it's awful, but it's true. I get super violent, and it makes no sense. I'm fucking old for this shit. I have no stake in this. But just doing research for the podcast makes me go crazy.
So do you think they're just not doing a very good job, Local 101?
Yeah, they're just... It's
there's a lot of really good Chicago music?
Yeah, there is,
okay.
Obviously. I mean,
so you're not, like, sad that...
Oh,
this
no,
is
no,
the...
no. I mean, like, if the local anesthetic on 93XRT is great. Every single station usually has something of merit. But just that show, I can't think of a show that meant that much to me at like 12 and 13 and 14 and 15 where it means like, it makes me angry now.
Well, I mean, the station itself has changed.
Of course, and
a
that's
lot,
evolution.
So
but,
that's why,
and
I
that's
think
fine.
That's why they're like that.
Oh, of course. And the thing is like, it's not a new thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm sure 10 years ago, the band they played the most was Disturbed.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's not like it was always good. And maybe, and I'm sure I'm just romanticizing the past. But I still have that Local 101 Volume 1 CD, and there's like 15 or 16 tracks, and like Wilco has a live version of Passenger Side, like the hidden track at the Metro. There's an Urjovakil song. There's a Liz Phair song that's actually really good. There's a Local H song. There's like they have a Pulsar song. It's not like they weren't doing independent stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And no, it's with time and blah, 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 and it doesn't matter as much to the internet, but... That's why I don't think we should have talked about that, because there's no end. It's just like, oh, yeah, you're stupid. Get
yeah.
over it.
Well, maybe. You maybe should start.
Getting over it?
Maybe give them more ideas.
Content.
I wonder if you can, like,
no,
email them
not.
And be like, hey.
No. I know one of the guys that works there, and he's a piece of shit and needs to die.
All right.
No, he really needs to die. Like, I'm sure he's given someone AIDS.
Oh.
Like, that kind of piece of shit. That's why I'm not saying names. See, it's okay. You know him, too.
Probably.
Oh, yeah, you know him.
Oh.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, okay.
Not that guy. Not that guy. The other one. We'll talk about it in like
okay.
a minute. The other thing was...
like that one guy with the
yeah,
thing?
No. Oh, yeah, we should talk about the Kanye West thing you sent me today.
Oh, yeah. I just like how he thinks...
His New Year's resolution.
He's doing like
I kinda
biblical
like,
shit.
I love that about him, though.
I do, too. I like that he's a big pompous ass.
Yeah. Did you see Man on Wire?
No.
It's a great documentary, and I think him and Kanye used to tour together.
Could he, while Kanye's playing, cross back and forth, back and forth?
Like, yeah, no, but Kanye would just get angry that no one's looking at him, start shaking the rope.
That's actually true.
And then the last thing I have for the notes is the neighbors downstairs. This is the first time you've been here where you can feel it slash hear it in your
yes.
feet.
Yes. Do you hear it now? Because I haven't.
No, it's not bad in this room, but in the main bedroom and in the kitchen, you can hear it pretty much nonstop, and usually in the living room too.
Is this room that we're in? Is it under them?
Above them.
Or yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's the exact same floor plan. Yeah,
okay. So I wonder what they do in here.
There's two bedrooms, so I'm sure this is like the younger brother's bedroom, and whatever. The point is, it's awful, awful music, and we can hear it nonstop. And our neighbors on the third floor thought it was us.
That's really bad when it goes that
exactly.
far up.
So those are more people that skulls need to be ripped apart. That's the theme of 2010, ripping apart skulls.
Yeah.
I don't know why I got that.
Let's hope we don't later on in the months we hear you in the news.
No. I'm too tired and lazy. And speaking of ripping skulls apart, Daniel Knox is playing The Hungry Brain. This by the time you listen to it, it's probably this evening, Monday, January 4th. Are you going to be there?
Yes.
Oh, nice. You're going to be there. Say hi to Merle. Buy her many, many drinks. But yeah, Daniel Knox is going to play, so we're going to close this with the Daniel Knox song. He's also playing with Classical Revolution Chicago, which is like a 4-to-6-piece group that plays classical music.
I like that idea.
Yeah, it's going to be a very interesting night. So if you've heard this podcast, you've heard me complain and people getting shot and failures in the suburbs.
And pink eye.
God damn it. Merle will give you pink eye if you request it. Rub your face all over you. I'm sure John would actually be kind of cool with that. Does John have any enemies?
I don't think so. He's too nice.
He should get an enemy just so you can give him pink eye.
If he does have an enemy, it's because he's so nice that they're so angry about it.
I gotta be more like John.
They don't
actually like
that he's so nice.
God, he's a good man.
Yes.
All right. Anyways, we're closed. Thank you to Merle. You got anything to plug?
No.
We'll be here next week.
Yeah.
We'll do it again next week. Thanks for listening. Here's Daniel Knox. Have a wonderful week.
I make enemies everywhere I go. Everywhere I go. Everywhere I go. I make enemies everywhere I go. All day long. And if you're sick and tired of how you're treated, it's only human to feel cheated. Everybody's got a little shit to throw, but I know something they don't know. I make enemies everywhere I go, all day long. I leave victims in my path, in my path, in my path. I leave victims in my path all day long. Because they ruin all the air where I live and breathe. I got something up my sleeve. Everybody's gonna have to feel my wrath. Tonight there's gonna be another bloodbath. I leave victims in my path all day long. Faces at the women and the kids all day long. Because they walk around with the stink and the noise.